Lake Effect continues on Milwaukee Public Radio now. I'm Mitch Teich. One of the things you realize if you spend much of your life in an office or in a school is that you lose touch with the feel and the rhythm of the outdoors. You can easily spend a day inside and have no idea what temperature it is on the other side of your window. It's for reasons such as those that people escape to the campground. But camping can be a daunting prospect for people who haven't done it before, such as children. One small step into the camping frontier comes along tomorrow night, designated as the Great American Backyard Campout. Lake Effect Outdoor Adventure contributors Stacy Tornio and Ken Keffer join us now to make the case for pitching the tent out by the garage. Welcome back to the show.
Thanks.
It's always great to be here.
The Great American Backyard Campout is coming along very soon. What is the Great American Backyard Campout? What are the compelling reasons why we should think about camping someplace besides a traditional campground?
Well, I think the Great American Backyard Campout really just embraces the fact that you can experience nature anywhere. And for a lot of folks, this will be their first time camping out. And so what better place than to step out in your own backyard? If you're a hardcore camper, you're not limited to your backyard. You can go anywhere and explore, you know, and pitch a tent. But really, this is kind of for first-time campers, and it's a nice transition. You know, you've got the comforts of home. You're right there. You can even leave the back porch light on if you want, you know. But it's really about that first experience in nature, you know.
Do the two of you, I should ask this, do you remember when your first camping experiences were? Did you ever camp out in the backyard?
Okay, I have a confession to make that I did a lot of camping growing up, and then I'm like, I hate camping. It's too much. That's all that we did as kids. So I kind of rediscovered it whenever I was older and with my own kids because they're like, we want to camp out. And I'm like, okay, I'll give it a try. So last year we did the Great Backyard Camp Out, and we put the tent like right there beyond our deck, and it was cool. It was a cool thing to experience, like we heard an owl at night hooting, you know, and just the crickets chirping and then the lightning bugs coming out. It was really cool.
Yeah, I for sure remember camping out, you know, in my grandparents' backyard, and you could hear the creek down below, you know, I hear the cows bellowing off in the distance. So, yeah, that takes me right back there.
Going to be interesting if I do this and we hear cows bellowing in the distance in the eastern part of Tulsa.
But yeah, watch out.
Something will have gone wrong. But beyond just the pitching of the tent and the sleeping in the tent outdoors, what would you suggest that people do to make this more of a camping experience?
Well, some people have those little portable campfire units, and you can use those. But even, like, take that away. Use a grill, like s'mores. Like, s'mores are great to cook. And even if you don't have a fire and you can't make a fire, use your grill. Like, cook out on the grill and then use those coals or those like, flames to cook a few things more. Ken has a cool cooking idea, too.
Yeah. I mean, the Backyard Campout webpage has a ton of resources, and it's got a huge recipe selection. So I was looking at that the other day, and I found the recipe I'm going to try this year, and it's for easy orange muffins. And you take an orange, you slice it in half, you scoop out the guts of the orange, you put a muffin mix in there, you wrap it up in foil, and you bake that right there over the coals. And so, you know, fun, something like that you're not going to make in your kitchen. So if you're in your backyard, though, or, you know, you're out camping, that's a great recipe and a way to really feel like, you know, this is an experience that you can't have.
What would you is there a list that you think it would make sense to pack for this? I mean, obviously there are things that you aren't going to need to bring along because they are inside. But what would be a good kind of you know, off the top of your head list of things to bring along for a backyard campout?
You know, I think you should really challenge yourself to not to use that inside resource, you know, and be self-sufficient in your backyard. And so, you know, you're going to need some warm blankets or sleeping bags. You know, you can pitch a tent if you have one, or you can sleep out under the stars. That's one of my favorite things. You know, one of the coolest things to bring along is flashlights, and especially for kids. You know, that's kind of a security blanket. They can all make sure every kid has their own flashlight. Take lots of batteries because they're going to be on most of the night, you know, and you can make games out of the flashlights too. But I think that's part of the comfort of being outside. It's dark out there, you know. And if you're going to go beyond your backyard and, you know, into more wilderness areas, that's a great lesson, is to have that flashlight available, and it'll make everyone feel a little more at home and at ease.
It seems like that might be one other lesson that even though it's called the Great American Backyard Campout, you don't necessarily have to camp out in your backyard. Maybe there is a park or a campground not far from your house.
Correct. Yeah, for sure. You know, and that's a great way, you know, to go to a campground and experience, you know, other families. I know that people can hang out together and share experiences over the campfire. You know, it's a great way to get back in touch with nature, but also, you know, with other folks as well.
And part of it, too, is, you know, if you can't go and camp out on June 22nd, that's okay. Like, if you can, that's kind of cool to be like, I'm camping out with kids across the country on this day. But if you can't, they're encouraging you to pick another day and do that, because it's more about have this experience, you know, get out there, see what's around you, and give your kids a new experience.
And this is spearheaded by the National Wildlife Federation, and I gather they have lots of resources on their website, correct?
Yeah, for sure. Yep. You know, they've got a lot of great stuff. They've got online, you know, packing lists, camping tips, you know, campfire safety things. They've got some great songs and stories, you know, some traditional ones that we probably all sang growing up, but some new ones as well. They've got some craft activities, you know, things to do when you're out there so you don't have to answer that, you know, I'm bored. What am I going to do, you know? So, and my favorite, they had a testimonial, and the quote from one of the participants last year was like, we had such a great time and it happened in our own backyard. You know, I think that's the important lesson, is that folks, you know, forgot that they were right there in their own backyard to have this moment.
So the one last challenge that I would say is leave the electronics inside. So it's easy to say, oh, you know, I'll just take my iPad out into the tent, but leave those inside just for the day. You know, you can play other games, and not even board games, but, you know, playing I Spy or 20 Questions, like really bring that back and get that, enjoy that with your kids.
And I think you'll also notice when you get out there and start to observe, you know, and pay attention, there's going to be wildlife in your own backyard too. You know, Stacy mentioned hearing owls on their backyard camp out, you know, and right here in Milwaukee. And we've got some information on that webpage too about, you know, mothing. So looking for those moths flying around at night, you know, and maybe you're lucky enough to live in an area that's going to have some bats flying through. So just experience and watch and observe, you know, it'll be great. It's a great time.
Well, we'll see you in the great outdoors. Ken, Stacy, thanks so much.
Yeah, thanks.
Indeed.
Lake Effect contributor Stacy Tornio and Ken Keffer are the authors of the Kids Outdoor Adventure book, 448 Great Things to Do in Nature Before You Grow Up. You'll find a link to more about tomorrow's Great American Backyard Campout from wuwm.com/lakeeffect. Some other ideas for a weekend adventure when Lake Effect returns on Milwaukee Public Radio.